Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Tesma Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Zoyna Avodah Kechavim V'Yisroel Mesubah Etzla. Is a woman who is a Zoyna, who is non-Jewish, and there are Jewish men sitting with her. Chamer Shari. The wine that is on the table does not become Asur. We do not assume that they allowed this non-Jewish woman to touch the wine. Because, says the Gemara, Ne'er the Tokala Yitzur Daveira, even though obviously they are in a situation that they're about to do the terrible Aveira of Znus, Yitzur Diyayin Netzach Laitakavahu. The wine, the Yetzahara of Yayin Netzach, which actually represents the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, for that we don't assume that they have done that Aveira. In other words, the way the Rishayim explained the Gemara is that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah is a different Yetzahara, and it's a more serious Yetzahara than the Yetzahara of Yayin Nesach, and therefore even though we have to be concerned that they're violating and having immoral relations, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily also at the same time going to do the terrible Aveira of Avodah Zarah. The Marit Al-Ghazi asks a question. He says, what Al-Gemara is saying is that because the Aveira of Avodah Zarah is much more serious than the Aveira of Znus, even though we have here, unfortunately, individuals who are doing the Aveira of Znus, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Ask Mert Al-Ghazi that seems to be the only reason the Gemara says we need not be concerned. But if not for that issue, we would indeed perhaps have to be concerned that if they have one Yetzirah, that they have the other Yetzirah. Ask the Marit Al-Ghazi that we have a rule throughout halacha, that just because somebody is weak and we need to be concerned that he did one Aveira, that doesn't necessarily mean that he did another Aveira. So why is our Gemara so quick to assume that because they did this Aveira, it's only because this Aveira is more serious? Answer the Mefarshim. Then indeed, under normal circumstances, even if a person unfortunately is weak and violates one Aveira, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to violate another Aveira. But here they explain that these two Aveiras are very similar. They both come from person's inability to separate himself from the Akum. And therefore, since these two Aveiras are so very connected, we don't have the heter that just because we don't have the heter that one Aveira has nothing to do with the other Aveira. The only heter that our Gemara is able to identify is the heter that just because they have the Yetzirah to have relations with a Zayna doesn't mean that they're going to do Yayin Nesach. However, continues the Gemara, if it's a situation of a Zayna Yisraelis Vayvid Kachavim Mesubin, that we have that the Zayna Rachman son is Yisraelis, and then non-Jewish men sitting there, and there's wine on the table, then the Chamer of Asr, the wine would be Asr. My Tama, Hoyel Vizilalayo, obviously she's cheap in their eyes, she is unfortunately a Zayna, therefore we have to be more concerned that Besraya Grira, that she will not stop them from touching the wine, and the wine will become Asr. So as the Yeshuas Yaakov explains the Gemara, and the Yeshuas Yaakov says, and actually we are finding that there are two concepts that our Gemara is actually introducing. On one hand, the Gemara is saying that in the first case, the Jewish Zoyna is not going to protest, whereas in the first case, since it's the men who are Jewish, they will not do the Yayin Nesach. And then the Gemara is saying a different concept, that because the men in the first case, even though they're doing this terrible Avera of Znus, it doesn't mean they're going to do the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Says the Chush Yaakov that actually these two concepts complement each other. For he explains that if they were people who were not careful about Yayin Nesach, then they wouldn't care if she is or isn't touching the wine. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara is as follows, says the Chush Yaakov. Because these are men that are concerned about Yayin Nesach, and even though, unfortunately, they're not concerned about Znus, they are concerned about Yayin Nesach. So now, in the first case, given the fact that they are concerned about Yayin Nesach, and she is scared of them, that's why the halach is that the wine is mutter. In the second case, although we still have the same situation, that she doesn't want to do the aveir of Yayin Nesach, but that doesn't change the fact that they're not scared of her. And because they're not scared of her, that she, and she, in fact, may be scared of them, that's why halacha is that the wine is asur. Machlokes ha'achroinim, what is the halacha b'zman hazeh? The Sam Sofer says that nowadays, a person who is not careful, unfortunately, about having relations, rachman al-tzlam, with a zayna, certainly, he's also, the wine, in the circumstances that our Gemara discusses, would certainly be asur. Because explains the Chassam Sofer, as we've learned so many times. Bezman hazeh, the concern is really not that somebody is being menasech the wine for avodah zarah. The concern is mishum naseyim, that Chazal said that the wine of the akum is asur, stam yenim is asur, mishum naseyim. Says the Chassam Sofer, what more serious situation do we have to be concerned mishum b'nei seyem, more than the situation that we are discussing in our Gemara, where we have a circumstance that men are having relations with non-Jewish zaynus. So certainly this is a situation where the gzeir of stam yenam is very appropriate, and the din of stam yenam would apply in such a situation b'zman hazeh. That's how the Chassam Sofer explains. However, I saw that the Yeshuas Yaakov disagrees with the Chassam Sofer. And the Yeshuas Yaakov says that once our Gemara taught us that under the circumstances that we've just learned, there is no din of Stam Yenam, it doesn't make a difference if Bizman Azeh, when the time of the Gemara, the halacha is that the din of Stam Yenam would not apply in such circumstances. Our Gemara, Be'ezra Hashem, will now begin to discuss a series of cases of short incidents where and how was there or was there not an issue of Stam Yenam. Says the Gemara, Hahu Beis Davi Yosef Bechamad Yisrael. There was a home in which there was wine of a Jew. And a guy was also allowed to be there. The Rajba gives a number of scenarios what was the case here. One scenario the Rajbit paints is that the Akum there were barrels of wine that belonged to the Jews, to the Jew, and there were barrels of wine that belonged to the Akum, and they were all being stored in the same place. Another way that the Rajbit explains is that the Jew and the Akum were partners in the wine, but that the Jew had a deal with the Akum that they were in the kosher wine business, and because they were in the kosher wine business, the Akum is now out of touch the wine. One other way that the Rishonim explained what happened in this case was that the Jew and the Akum weren't partners in any wine business, but the Jew and the Akum were partners in the apartment that or the house that the wine was being kept in. So who based Av Yisrael by Yasser Becham Yisrael? In this home there was Jewish wine, al oivikachovim added dash la'ape, and the Akum went into the apartment and locked the door behind him. The Rishonim point out that when we speak about a locked door, it's only in the case where the door can't be opened from the outside. But if the door could be open from the outside, then this halacha wouldn't apply. Furthermore, when we speak about the wine becoming usur because the door was locked, say the Rishonim, it's only when we know for certain that the door was locked. But if we only have a question if the door was locked, given that we're dealing with a situation that this is wine that's mishtamer, that this is wine is becheskes mishtamer, we can continue assuming that the wine is kosher unless we have definitive proof that something happened here. However, even though the guy locked the door in a way that the Jew can't come in, but there was a biza bedasha, there was a hole in the door through which somebody could see what was going on in the room. And they indeed saw the Akum standing amongst the barrels. Amar Rava, says Rava, Kogel Hadi Biza, any wine that the Jew could observe through the crack in the door, Shari is Mutter, the Haigisa, the Haigisa, but the wine on the two sides that's not visible, the Loch is that that wine is Asr. Here too, we have a Machloikus Rishonim, is the wine Asr even Bahana, was the wine only Asr B'shtia? Furthermore, the Ramah says that if this took place by night, only by day is the wine that's visible mutter. But by night, the wine is, by night, the wine is Asr. The Shach makes the following distinction. The Shach says that it's only, that if the door is open, then even by night the wine is mutter. But if the door is not open, then only during the day would this be a heter, not by night. Furthermore, the Rishayim debate if this halacha is only by closed barrels, or even, that means if the wine is visible, that was saying that it's mutter, is it only if the wine is at least in a closed barrel, or even if the wine is completely open? Some Rishonim say that the Mirsis applies even when the wine is completely open. We still have a Mirsis. Other Rishonim say no. It's only if we have closed barrels. But if the wine is open, then the halacha would be different. Also, the Rishonim discuss, is there a nafka mina if the Jew lives in that house at night? Lives in that house. If the Jew lives in the house, then it's easier to be makel versus when the Jew doesn't live in the same home. Continues the Gemara. There was the wine of a Jew that was in a house. Where the Jew lived in the upper apartment, and the Akum lived in the lower apartment. And there's an opening from the upper apartment to the lower apartment that he could see what's going on in the lower apartment. And here we have a fundamental machloikis, Ravid and Meiri, how to understand this Gemara, which will have repercussions la'aloch l'maisa. The Ravid says the heter is because the Jew who lives in the upper apartment could see what's going on downstairs. And therefore says the Ravid, if it'll be at night, or if it'll be a situation where the apartment is, where the Akum could assume that the Jew upstairs went to sleep, and therefore he's not concerned that the Jew will see what he's doing downstairs, the heter that our Gemara discusses won't be applicable. The Meiri, however, has a very different approach to the Gemara. And the Meiri's approach to the Gemara is that since the Jew lives upstairs, that creates a mirsis, and even if the Akum is not concerned that the Jew could particularly see what's going on, the heter will still apply. But here what happens in the Gemara, and we'll just speak about it before we read the words inside, we hear what happened was that the Akum ran out because there was a commotion outside. And the way most Rishonim explained the Gemara is as follows. There was a commotion outside. So the Akum ran out and the Yisrael ran out. Then the Akum comes back in Not only does he come back into the house, he comes back into the house and he closes the door. Still the wine is mutter. Why? Because given that they ran out because of a commotion, the Akum says in the panic of the moment of the commotion, we need to be, the Akum says to himself, I didn't really pay attention if the Yisrael also came back in. And it's quite possible, thinks the Akum to himself, that just like I came back into the house, so did the Yisrael. I didn't necessarily notice because we were busy with the commotion. And therefore, in such a situation, the wine will remain mutter. However, if it were a situation where they went out calmly, so the Akum thinks to himself, if the Yisrael would have come back into the house, I certainly would have seen him come back into the house, and therefore, the wine is usher unless he knows that the Jew came back into the house. That's the way Rosh Mepharshim explained the Gemara. The Taz has a little different approach. He says, if they left calmly, so the Akum thinks to himself, how did the Yisrael walk out of this apartment so calmly, not worried about the wine, when he knows that if I'm left alone with the wine is going to become usur. If the Jew acted this way, thinks the Akum to himself, it must be because the Jew is not really watching me. And because the Jew is not really watching me, the wine will be mutter. However, in a circumstance where the Jew left because of a commotion, because of a panic, that doesn't cause the Akum to be so comfortable, because he thinks that the Jew, of course, is concerned about Stam Yenam. It's only here that there was a panic, there was an emergency, so he ran out. Normally, he certainly would be watching. So now we'll read the words of the Gemara inside. Shama Kol Tigra, they heard a commotion outside. Nafki, they went out. Kadam Asuk Nafik Achad Al Dash Bape. The guy came back to the house and closed the door. Amar Rava, says Rava, the wine still remains mutter. Chamer Shari, because Meima Amar, the guy says to himself, Kehechem the Kadam Asuk, just like I came back into the house, Kadam Asuk Yisrael, the Jew might have come home also. I didn't notice him coming in, because it was a time of commotion, nobody was really paying that close attention, and therefore, he's concerned that the Jew is still upstairs because and he sees what I'm doing, and therefore he'll be careful not to touch the wine. Another incident. There was a inn where there was wine of a Yisrael. And an Akum was found amongst the barrel of wine. Amarava. If the Akum doesn't have a legitimate excuse why he's here, then the wine becomes mutter. Filav Asr. And this is the concept that we've discussed previously of Nitvaslov Kiganov. Nitvaslov Kiganov means that he has no excuse why he's here, and therefore if he's caught over here, Rishonim debate, how far does Nitzvah Kaganav mean? Some Rishonim say if he's caught over here, he'll be embarrassed when he's caught. That already creates a situation of Nitzvah Kaganav. Other Rishonim explain that just because he'll be caught and be embarrassed doesn't make it into Nitzvah Kaganav. To be considered Nitzvah Kaganav, they explain it has to be a situation that he'll be prosecuted for trespass. And if that's the situation, then the wine is mutter. Why? So as Rishonim explained, if the Akum could come up with a good excuse, a good alibi, why he's here, he won't be concerned about coming into the house. And once he comes into the house, he'll feel comfortable in touching the wine and being menasech the wine. Because he's not scared when he's caught, what are you doing in this house? However, if he doesn't have a good excuse of why he's in this house, so now he's concerned that he's going to be caught being in this house, and therefore the Akum, given that he doesn't have an alibi, will not touch the wine because he's really concerned about being here altogether. Similar situation. there was a place where kosher wine was being kept. Ishtakis avikachavim davikoy bedani, and an Akum was caught being amongst the barrels of wine. Amar Rav, says Rav, e islay lishtamuti, if he has a way to explain why he's here and not to be caught as a ganif, then the chamer is asur. Filoi, otherwise the chamer is shari. And as the Achroinim, the Taras Chaim, explains, that really our Gemara, we just had two incidences that are very similar. But in one case, the Gemara uses the words nitvus lof kaganif, and in one case, the Gemara uses the words isla lishtamuti. But the way we're explaining the Gemara, in both cases, it really means that it's a concept of nitvus lof kaganif or not. So why doesn't the Gemara use the same wording? So explains the Sefer Taras Chaim that in the first case where it was in a hotel, so in a hotel is a public place, everybody comes in and out of a hotel, so Rava had to say that Nitvus Lof Kaganif is not on being in the room, because certainly he has every right to be in the room. The only issue of Nitvus Lof Kaganif that we could discuss is not regarding being in the room, but being amongst the wine. In the second case, however, that we're learning now, we're speaking about a case that he's in a private home. He has no right, bichlal, at all to be in that private home. And since he has no right at all to be in that private home, the Nitvus Lof Kaganif is not regarding being in the home, the Nitvus Lof Kaganif is regarding being amongst the barrel of wine, but the Nitzvah Lof Kaganif is regarding being in the room itself. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Ninal HaPundik, if when the Jew comes back, he finds that the hotel is closed, Oy, Shamalai, Shmar, or if the Jew, Satrakum, stand on guard outside the door, the loch is asr. The wine is asr because the Akum takes the Jew's instruction as to mean that I'm going to be away for a while, and since I'm going to be away for a while, the Akum feels comfortable doing what he wants. My love, now isn't this in a situation, the Afgav, the Les Leishtamute, that the Akum would have no right to be in the room? And yet the Gemara is saying that the wine is asr. We're learning now that if the situation of Nitzvus Lof Kaganif, the wine remains mutter. Says Meraloi, it's referring to a situation that the Akum has a legitimate excuse to explain why he's in the room. But indeed, if he wouldn't have a legitimate excuse to explain why he's in the room, the wine would be asr. Says the Gemara, Hu Yisrael, a Jew and an Akum were sitting and drinking wine. Shama Yisrael called Tzlui Beknishta, and the Jew heard that everybody's going to shul to daven. Come v'azel. So he went to join them to daven. Amar Rava, Chamer Shari. Says Rava, the wine is permitted. Meima Amar, because the Akum thinks to himself, has to mitgalel chamri, the Jew is going to remember that he has wine at home, and since he has wine at home, he's going to come back suddenly. For hadaasi, he's going to show up any minute, and therefore the wine remains mutter. Ask the Rishonim that we learned just in the Mishnah that if a Jew and an Akum were sitting at the same table, and the Jew left the helm with the wine on the table, the wine on the table gets usher if the Jew left the guy alone with the wine. So why are we saying here that the wine is mutter? So Taisa says that when Al Gemara says that the wine is mutter, it means strictly the wine that's in the pantry. But the wine on the table would indeed be usher. But then Taisa says that really maybe even the wine on the table is mutter. Because in the case that our Mishnah discussed, it's referring to a situation where the Jew invited the Akum to drink the wine. So since the Jew invited the Akum to drink the wine, so when the Jew leaves, the Akum will continue drinking wine. Here, the Jew never invited the Akum to drink wine. And therefore, the wine remains mutter. Another Torah says that in fact the fact here is referring to a table where the Jew was careful that before he went to daven he should take the wine off the table because of this actual concern. Or other Rishonim explain that this heter is strictly when the wine is on the table, where the wine, it may not be properly sealed, but the wine is certainly closed. And since it's a closed bottle, therefore, we could be more makel. Furthermore, I saw that the Rashba and the Ritva say that this heter al Gemara is saying that if the Jew went off to daven, the Akum is concerned that the Jew may show up any moment, is strictly in a circumstance where the Jew could come. We spoke about this in the previous year, but derech aklosim, in a roundabout manner. So the Akum really doesn't have a way of being on the lookout and seeing that the Jew could show up. But if the only way the Jew could come is a way where the Akum could see him coming, we would not have the heter. Also, the Ritva says that this heter that the Jew went to daven, the Akum is concerned he may show up any moment, is only if he left in the middle of a meal. Because since he left in the middle of a meal, the Akum thinks, you know, he'll remember his wine and he'll come back. But if he's not in the middle of a meal, even though he went off to daven, the Akum, on the contrary, assumes that he's going to stay in shul and the wine will become usur. Furthermore, the Rishonim debate, how far does this have to go? Some Rishonim say that it makes no difference if the Jew notified the Akum that he's going to daven, or he didn't specifically officially notify him. The heter of the Gemara applies. Other Rishonim are of the opinion that only if he didn't expressly say that he's going to daven do we have a heter. But if the Yisrael expressly said, I'm going to davening, then the Akum is less worried and the wine will be mutter. Rishonim go on to say that this heter, the Rashba says, is only in an activity which could be done theoretically at home, like davening. So the Akum thinks to himself that if the Jew wants to come, the Jew wants to daven, he could daven at home. But if it's something that can't be done in a home, like let's say going to a bathhouse, so he can't do that at home, then the Akum will be less concerned. Continues the Gemara. Hahu Yisrael v'avikacham daviyasu ba'arba. There were Jew and Akum sitting together on a boat. Sham Yisrael kol shipur de beishemshi. The Jew heard, in those days they used to have a shofar blow Friday afternoon to announce that Shabbos was here. Nafak vazel. So he heard that Shabbos was coming. He left the boat to call town. Amar rov acham rishari. The wine still mutter. Because meima amar. The guy says to himself, Hashta mitkelei lechamrei, the Jew is going to remind himself about the wine, for hod the osin, he's going to come back. Vimishum shapsa, the guy says to himself that the Jew can't come back, because coming back from town to the boat involves going past the tchum. He still thinks to himself, Hamarova, Omle isagiyura, Yisagiyura told me he was a ger. Kavin Baramusan Aminan, when we were non-Jewish, we used to say, Yehuda loy menatri shabsa. Jews aren't careful to be shayim shabbos. Di menatri shabsa, if Jews were so careful about being shayim shabbos, kamakisa kamishtach b'shuka, we'd find many wallets in the street. Because certainly, there are many times that people must forget that they're carrying the wallet and it becomes shabbos. And if people were really careful about shabbos, if the Jews thought to himself, were really so concerned about Shmirah Shabbos, they would just drop the wallet. They don't know that we follow the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. If somebody finds a wallet in the street, he should carry it less than 4 amos at a time and won't be over the isser of carrying. Of course, this heter is only for carrying Dalai Lama's Prashus Rabbin. to carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochanan, from Rosh Hashanah Yochanan to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's obviously no heter of pachas pachas midalad almas. Furthermore, Chazal, the Rishonim explained, why did Chazal say that normally, of course, you're not allowed to carry something, even pachas pachas midalad almas. Why did Chazal allow, in these circumstances, something to be carried pachas pachas midalad almas? Because Chazal were concerned that if we're not going to allow the person to carry it pachas pachas midalad almas, he's going to carry it outright. So rather than if you carry it pachas pachas midalad almas, where we don't have an issa d'oraisa, versus carrying it outright. Which leads to machloikas rishonim. How far did this heter go? Does this heter only apply in a case where somebody finds a wallet, somebody's carrying his own wallet, and like we just explained a moment ago, most people can't withstand the nisayon of leaving their wallet in the street, or will this heter apply even if somebody finds a wallet in the street? The Chazal still said that we need to be concerned that we won't give the person a heter, he's going to come to carry it in outright, and that's why we say the heter pox pox medal ramas. It's interesting to note that there's a machlokes rishonim in this heter of pox pox medal ramas. Most rishonim are of the opinion that pox pox medal ramas, as long as you don't carry the item in Rishus Ram for dalar amas, you stop before dalar amas and then you start again, that is in the category of the heter of pox pox medal ramas. But Rabbeinu Yerucham takes a very interesting approach. He says that since this person is only stopping because he doesn't want to be over the aveira of carrying dalat amis b'shus harabim, just to stop, even loim lofos, just to stop to rest, is not considered enough of a heter. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, in order to have the heter a pox pox medalat amis, you would have to stop, do something, do an activity to interrupt your work, walking of Dalat Amis, and then start walking again. And Rav Shlomo Kluger takes this point of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who is saying that since you're only stopping because you want to avoid the Aveira, it has to be much more of a significant stop, takes Rav Shlomo Kluger that concept even a step further. He says, we know then when it comes to Macholos Asuris, we just discussed the other day also, that to be considered that you ate Macholos Asuris, it had to be eaten a Kazayis Pechtei Chilas Pras. So if somebody wants to avoid eating Macholos Asuris, eating the shear of Macholos Asuris, if he just stops to eat, stops in the middle of his eating, suggests Rav Shlomo Kluger, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it wouldn't be good enough. He would have to stop with a real interruption of doing an activity in the middle. Similarly, he says Rav Shlomo Kluger on Yom Kippur. We know that unfortunately sometimes people, particularly people who aren't well, have to eat pox pox mikashir. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, he shouldn't just stop in the middle of the eating and not eat and then continue eating. That isn't enough of a hefsek. He has to do something in between. However, I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shalos Tshuvos Michel Shlomo where he disagrees. He's particularly when it comes to the discussion regarding Yom Kippur. Because as we learned in Masechta Yuma, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that what does the shear of Achila Yom Kippur represent? That if you eat a keseves in the right amount of time, k'dei achilas pras, you have yishuv adas. And on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, v'nisem es nafshei seichem, you're not supposed to have yishuv hadas. So, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if somebody interrupted in the middle of his eating, yes, he interrupted only because he doesn't want to do the aveira of eating Yom Kippur. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have the required yishuv hadas. And therefore, it will not be considered that he ate on Yom Kippur. And Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to suggest that this may not be then limited to Yom Kippur. It may be in every situation, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Achila, as we have always defined, means that you ate a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. And if it wasn't a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, it's not what the Torah calls achila. And since it's not what the Torah calls achila, you didn't do something wrong. Says the Gemara. It's also interesting, before we go to the next Gemara, that the Ritva says, and the Ritva is already in the time of the Rishonim, that already in his time, the Akum began to recognize how serious Shabbos is to Klal Yisrael, and that a Jew will not be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore if it involves coming back, if a valve coming back to where the wine is involves Shmir Shabbos, involves Chil Shabbos, I'm sorry, the Akum will feel comfortable to touch the wine. He won't have a Mirsis. As I sort of Mefarshim explain, the Torah says the words of Atotir Li Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. What the Torah was saying with those words is that Klai Yisrael have in them the capacity that Torah mitzvahs supersede everything else, and they will not do an Aveira even if it involves a financial loss. There was a lion that was roaring near a wine press, and the Akum heard the lion roaring, and out of fear ran to hide amongst the barrels. Toshbe Dana, Amar Rava Chamashari, the wine is mutter. Because Meima Amar, he says to himself, Kehecha, the Tishna Anah, just like I ran off here, Tishna Nam Yisrael Chorai, a Jew ran off here also, and therefore the wine will be, because he'll see me if I touch the wine. So the Rishonim point out that this heter is only if he didn't lock the door. But some Rishonim say if he locked the door, the heter doesn't apply. Other Rishonim say that even if he locked the door, he's concerned that there's another Jew in the same room as he is, and therefore he's concerned to do anything in the room because the Jew may see what he's doing. Says the Gemara, who ganvi the sakla pimpadisa? There were ganovim that came to the town of pimpadisa, pasi chavisa tuva, and they opened up many barrels of wine. Amar Rava Chamashari. So Rava says the wine is mutter. My tama, Ruva ganvi yisrael nenu. Most ganovim are yisrael. Of course, the mefarshim point out, what does the Gemara mean with Ruva ganvi yisrael nenu? It doesn't mean that most ganovim are from Klai. Doesn't mean that most Jews are ganovim. One pshat that the Rishonim work in this Gemara, that it was in the town of Pimpadisa many Jews were Achman Slan Ganovim. Doesn't mean anywhere else. Another pshat is that Ruva Yisrael Ganvi, most Ganovim are from Klal Yisrael, but that doesn't mean most Ganovim, that most Jews, Chas V'Sholem, are we to say a Ganovim. The Bnei Yisoschar explains this Gemara more on a homiletical way. Ruva Yisrael Ganvin, who is that because Klal Yisrael has so many mitzvahs and there's so many expectations from Hashem to Klal Yisrael, if a Jew is not careful, when a Jew doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he's a ganav. He's stealing. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Says the Gemara, have over the Benador. There was an incident in Ador where Ganovim came into a place where wine was. Ramashmul Chamashari. Shmuel said that the wine was mutter. Kaman, how did he pass in this way? Kerbeleza Dama Safik Biyatar. We're going to explain the Gemara the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The halacha is that Safik Tome Breshus HaYochid is Tome, Safik Tome Breshus HaRabim is Tahar. Where do we learn this from? From a Saita. A Saita who had Kini Vestira, even though she, and now we're not sure, we don't know for sure that she did a Maisa Avera, she's considered Tomei, she's not allowed to live with her husband. When is Kinu Stira considered effective? If it was Breshus HaYochid. Now, continues the Gemara, that a place where crops grow in the winter is considered Breshus HaYochid. Why is it considered Breshus HaYochid? Because people don't normally walk there. That's not. Hanechlan Slabaka B'Vayis G'Shamim, somebody walks into a place where grain is growing in the winter. For Tumah besod the plants in this Tumah in that field. I walked through this area. However, any day I'm nechnasti and lois to sodim loy nechnasti. If I walked into that field or not, Rebbe Lezer I'm a Suffolk be a tar. Since we don't know if he walked into the field, he's tar. It's only Suffolk maga that's tumah. Only in a case where we don't, if we know he was there, we just don't know if he touched it as a tumah. Why? Says Rashi. Because just like by a Saita, the din of Savak Tomei B'Shus HaYochid is that she's Tomei, is only said in a case where she certainly had Kini Vestira in B'Shus HaYochid. But if we don't have that, then the din of Savak Tomei won't apply. Similarly here, only where the wine was certainly in a place where we know that they were exposed to the tumah is there a din of tumah? Well, we don't know that they were exposed to the tumah. That's when we don't have a din, we don't have a din of suffered tumah. Here too, since we don't know that they were ever touched by non-Jews, the wine remains tumah. Like, says the Gemara, we can't compare that case. Shani Hassam, Kivin the Iskri Puskli Shimon Minor, Havlei Sveik Sveika. Because in the case of the with the Ganovim coming into the house, there's actually a Sveik Sveika. First of all, there's a Sufik whether the person that came in was a Jew or not a Jew. Furthermore, even if he was not Jewish, maybe his intent was only to take money, not to do anything with the wine. That's why in that case it's particularly mutter, as not necessarily connected to the case of Rebbe Lezer. This is one of the riyas that Chroyim discuss, if a Jew who's not religious touching the wine makes it stam yenam. And this is one of the riyas that it doesn't make it stam yenam, because certainly the Jew we're talking about here was a ganef, so he was ostensibly not religious, and yet the wine is not considered stam yenam. Furthermore, the Paiskim, I saw the Shevet Alevi and other Paiskim say the lechatchila one should be makbid on wine not touched by a Jew is not Shem Shabbos, but with the Yevid we perhaps could be makel. Says the Gemara, who revised the shtak chtavus beivdani? There was a non-Jewish young girl found amongst a barrel of wine. Vavenaches ofi biyadei, she was holding the foam of a wine in her hand, which seems to be a clear indication that she put her hand into the barrel of wine. Amar Rava said, Rava Cham Rishari, the wine is still mutter. Because Amar, we say, Migabe de Chavita Shekilta. She took the wine not from inside the barrel, but there was foam that was on the outside of the barrel, and that's where she took the foam from. Vavgav de Lekas Su, even though right now we don't see any foam in the back of the barrel, so that seems to be an indication that there was no foam on the outside, that all the foam was inside the barrel. Says the Gemara, Amar, we still are Mekel, Esrumi. Because we assume that the foam she took was strictly from the wine on the back of the barrel, not from inside the barrel. Rishonim debate if this cooler is only by a young girl, or is this cooler even said by an adult? Says the Gemara. Ha'upam Musa the Salk Nador. There was an army that entered Nador. Pas Chavita Tuva, and they opened many barrels of wine. Kiyasar Avdima Amar, when Avdimi came, he said, Uv da have a kamei Rebbe Lazar, there was such an incident by Rebbe Lazar, Vishar, and he said that the wine was mutter. V'lo Yudana, but I'm not quite certain why he said it's a mutter. Did he say it's mutter, Shinesavak Rebbe Lazar? Like we've said the opinion of Rebbe Lezer a moment ago, Dama, who Rebbe Lezer said, Suffolk be Yatar, that whenever there's a question if there was entry Bechlal into the room, were Mekel, Imishim the Suffolk, or is the reason that he was Mekel? Because he knew the Ruba the Azla Behadi Pumasi Yisrael knew that most of the members of this army were Jewish. Says the Gemara, Hai Suffolk Bia, why are we saying that there's a Suffolk if they came in? There is no Suffolk if he came in, there's only a Suffolk if he touched the wine. Hai Suffolk Bia, Suffolk Magahu, answers the Gemara, Kivan the Miftachi Tuva. Since we see there were so many barrels open, many more barrels than were needed for drinking, aim at the data the Manapascha. Then we can make a fair assumption that they didn't come here to drink wine and touch wine. They only came because they were looking for money that might have been hidden amongst the barrel. And therefore, it's in the category of Suffolk beer, even though it's not really a case of Suffolk beer, because here we know for sure that they came in. But just like Rebbe Lezer is Mekel in that case, that even though normally, as we discussed earlier, typically, Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaYachid were Machmer. But when we have many reasons to be Mekel, for example, in that case, where we don't even know if he entered a place that had Tumah, were Mekel. Here, too, since we have so much reason to be Mekel, there's so much reason to say that the wine isn't Usser, that's why we could be Mekel here, too. Who Mesibasa? There was a certain woman, the Masakle Kli de la Vezkechavim, the gay. There was a woman who was a wine merchant who gave her keys to the wine storage place to a non-Jewish woman. Amar Yitzchak Amr Belaza, of the Havre ben Midrasha, such an incident came to the base manager for Amru, Lemasra al Shmir's Mafteh Bavad. The only thing she asked her was to watch the keys and not to watch the wine, and therefore the wine remains mutter. If, however, point out the Rishonim, she would have asked her to watch the wine, then the wine would be usur. Amr Bay Afanan Namitanina. Hamais Mafteh Slamaritz, if somebody gives over his keys to Hamaritz, Tarais of Taurus. The food in his home that was in the category of tar remained so. The only thing he entrusted him was with the key. Says the Gemara, hash the tarais of taris. If we say that the taris remained tar, which is an issue of a deraisa, yain nesach mibaya, certainly the yain nesach. Says the Gemara, we're assuming, remember the Taurus Alimim Yayin Nesach, that was stricter when it comes to Taurus than Yayin Nesach, says the Gemara, in, absolutely. The Tanakh. There was a courtyard that was owned jointly by a Chaver Nam Oritz that was divided by a boundary marker. Omer Rav, Rav says that if the Chavra leaves his Taharis unsupervised in his portion, his Taharis are Tameis. By Avik Chavim, but if he would leave his wine unprotected, if a Jew would leave his wine that way with his non-Jewish neighbor, the wine would not become Yayin Nesach. Rav Yochanan Amar, after Rois of Taharis, that even, not only by Yayin Nesach is Rav Yochanan lenient, but he's even lenient regarding Taharis. Ask the Gemara on Rav Meisvei. We speak about two courtyards, one within the other. Hapnim Yishal Chaver, v'chetzon Yishal Amoritz. The inner one belongs to a Talmud Chacham, to somebody who's careful about Taharis, and the outer one belongs to Amoritz. Oisachav Yishoytech Sham Peiris. He can leave his Peiris there, or Meniach Sham Kalim. He can leave his Kalim there. Vav Bishiyod Yishal Amoritz Megal Sham. Even though the Amoritz's hand can reach his area. I, according to Rav, if the Amoritz's hand can reach his area, the Taharis should be Tomei. Kashla Rav. And so tomorrow you can't bring a Raya from there. Amal Rach Rav. Shani Hosm Shinitos Kaganef. If the Amoritz were in that area, he would be like a Ganef. And as we learned before so many times, that is a reason that he won't come in. Whereas with just two courtyards that have this boundary marker, it's not Nitzislav Kaganov, and that's why the Taharis are Tomei, according to Rav. Toshma. Nadigmar asks a question on Rav Yochanan. Shem Gamliel Omer, Gagla Shel Chaver, Lamala Megagla Shel Amoritz, if the roof of a Chaver is higher than the roof of Amoritz, Ois the Chaver Shetech Shem Peresov, Umnir Shem Kalim, the Chaver could put out his fruit and his Kalim, Vavachi Te Yodah Shel Amoritz Megagla Shem, as long as it's so high that the hand of the Amoritz can reach there. So it seems that if it is reachable, the Taharis will be Tameh. Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan says that even if he can reach, the Taharis will be Tahar. Amalek Rabbi Yosef, Amalek Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Shani Hossam, this is Lishtamute. Meim Amra, Emetsurika Ematsra. There, since he has an excuse that I was measuring to put up something on my roof, and that's where my hand came into the airspace, and therefore he won't be doing anything wrong, there Rabbi Yochanan will agree that Taharis are Tameh. Now the Gemara goes back to ask a question of Rav. Toshma, Gagel Shel Chav B'tzad Gagel Shel Amoritz, if the roof of a Chav and Amoritz are right next to each other, Ois a Chav Shetech Shem Peris or Menech Shem Kalim. The Chav could put out his Peris and Kalim there. Valpi Shiyod Shel Amoritz Megas L'Sham. Even though the Amoritz's hand could reach there, still the Taurus remained Taur. Kash L'Rav. Amalek Rav, Lav Ikra of Shimon Gamliel Kavosai. Didn't we just quote the Brice of Shimon Gamliel, which seems to follow the opinion of Rav? And on the Amrik of Shimon Gamliel, I pass the of Shimon Gamliel. Yes, this last Brice that we quoted clearly isn't consistent with Rav's opinion. But Rav says, since I have the Brice of Shimon Gamliel, which is like my opinion, that's what I am relying on to come up with my psak, that when the Jew and when the Chav and Amoritz have properties right next to each other, and it's easy for the Amoris to reach into the Jew's property, then into the Chavis property, that the Taharis of that Chaver are Tomei, unless they're specifically watched.